We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Why are you always so happy? Why aren't you ever angry?
I'm so lucky. Come I on, get man. Angry now and then. Not too often, but once in a while.
Of that. I want to play a song. Listen to this. This is good music. Listen. And hang on there. I want to talk to Phil and Mary real quick because it's important. Hold on.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, Big Mac, Big Mac, Big Mac, Big Mac, Whopper, 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 hamburger, cheeseburger, Big Mac, Whopper, hamburger, cheeseburger,
yeah.
Big Mac, Whopper,
it's catchy.
Hamburger, cheeseburger, Big Mac, Whopper, Big Mac, Whopper, Big Mac, Whopper, hamburger, cheeseburger,
Big Mac, Whopper, hamburger, cheeseburger, Big Mac, Whopper.
This is our life.
I love that song. It's catchy.
Vince introduced us to that in the car when we let him play his music.
Yep. All right. I got to, and this is something relevant to us, actually, because our kids are back in school. They both had COVID. They're cool. And the schools have not shut down. We're an advocate of face-to-face learning, both of us.
For our kids, it's been so much better, yes.
The remote stuff was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, it was
horrible.
Really difficult.
They hated it.
They did not like it. They had a struggle to learn.
All right, so I want to grab a couple calls, including Phil, who I've known for years. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, buddy, how you doing today?
Good, man. Welcome back.
Yes, sir. I'm glad the family's all right.
Yeah.
I just want to say this. In the suburbs, it's a different type of mindset, where a lot of people showing up to the school boards to voice their concerns are showing up en masse with singleness of mind.
True.
And they're anti-vax, they're anti-mask, and they're anti-school closures.
It's not true.
So the school boards
it's not true.
Are
hold on. We live in Mount Lebanon. Everyone we know believes in the vaccine. Everyone we know wears a mask. Everyone.
But I'm just saying, all I was going to say is what I see on your news program.
I'm telling you where we live, man.
But they have a sway. I know where you live, Marty. You go to my brother's restaurant out there.
What is
but
it? What is
what
it?
What I'm saying is...
Hold on. What's your brother's restaurant?
The Bertrand.
Oh, nice. Yeah, go ahead.
French restaurant?
Yeah, of course. Love them.
Yeah, that's my little brother.
Nice.
But anyway, they show up. Okay, that's the main thing. They show up and they make their voices heard.
True.
But in schools, they don't show up to school board meetings.
So Phil,
they don't make
Phil,
their
Phil
voices
and
heard.
I love
yes,
you,
sir.
And you're always straight up. So you're telling me the reason why 20 schools in Pittsburgh are closed and zero in the suburbs is because people show up. That's it.
That's it. No one is showing up and saying we need these schools open.
What do you say?
No one's going to the meetings. Yeah, we need the schools open.
Right.
My son had to go through that. You know my son. They don't even have books. Remember, Marty?
That's
we
right.
Never did
of course.
Get books. My
course.
Son graduated from high school without a book.
Mm. Yeah.
Can you imagine that in your school?
No. No, I can't.
It's terrible.
I can't imagine it.
No, man.
So.
No, I really...
And then you want they're not going to get on a computer. It's too easy to access. You can play games all day.
Well, a lot of the kids don't have access.
Have
a lot of the kids can't understand it. A lot of the kids got bad computers. It's bad. Mary, go ahead. Mary.
Good morning. I just wanted to give you my theory, and it basically expounds upon Anthony's. And it, as somebody who has worked as for a subcontractor for the school districts for a number of years now, it basically boils down to the fact that the school districts, the suburban school districts, cater to the parents. They're small, the school board controls their existence. It controls who stays in the administrative areas and who teaches. When you get to the Pittsburgh schools, on the other hand, that is so extensive that they literally, it almost takes an act of Congress to get rid of an administrative person.
Yeah, but you're not telling me why their schools are closed and ours are open. You're not telling me why.
Because the parents don't want them to be closed. The parents want those schools open. The parents want their kids there.
And you're telling me, hold on. So you're telling me that the parents in Pittsburgh want their kids shut out? Because I don't believe you.
No, it basically expounds upon Anthony's theory, and that is that the parents have more power in the suburban districts.
All right. Christine joining me. It's a political discussion, but this comes home to us.
Yeah.
Tell people your theory on keeping the schools open and keeping kids in class. Do it.
Well, I mean, I think it's been shown nationally that most kids do a lot better if they're in person. And for a lot of kids, it was really a struggle. They just haven't performed very well. And it's been a real struggle to learn at home. Even though we have this wonderful technology, it's just not the same.
And so our daughters, Chloe and Sophia, Chloe's 14, Sophia's 17, both tested positive for COVID. And I'm stupid. But when did that happen? What day?
They were exposed first time December 24th.
Okay, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Was it when the neighbors were over?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then when did they test positive?
I can't remember. It was a few days later.
And we did both the at-home test, and then we went to...
And then we did the PCR test through that Curative, which is through Allegheny County's mobile sites.
By the way, shout out to Curative.
Yeah, they've been amazing.
And because you're going to help people here, tell people how you got to the site and how you booked the appointments and how easy it went.
Yeah, you basically just Google search Curative, Curative, and I think it's very easy. There's sites all over. Their mobile sites are mainly in like parking lots of, you know, shopping centers, that kind of thing. It's free whether you have insurance or not. If you have an insurance card, that's maybe the hardest thing is to upload that. But if you can't do that, they can do it for you there. And it's a little intimidating when you show up because sometimes there's a long line, but for the most part, it moves very fast. But
well, there was no one there when we got there.
Right. But I went again Sunday so I could test before coming back to work, which it came back negative. And there was a line and I had to wait. So do prepare. I saw kids in flip-flops and no jackets, you know, waiting in line. So prepare to be outside in a line. But, you know, it does move pretty quick. And there's tons and tons of times available.
Because people are screaming about they can't get rapid tests. And that's true. But you can get this and it's free. How long does it take, honey? I forget.
To get the results, it took 2 days.
2 days.
Mm-hmm. And it's all emailed to you very easily.
And so the kids are back in school. How did that happen?
Well, that happened in part because the school, after the end of day, halfway through the day Monday, decided to go with this new CDC recommendation, which is that you only need to isolate for 5 days based on, you know, when your symptoms started or if you're asymptomatic, all of that. Initially, they were going with the 10-day,
right,
which, you know, had changed their guidance. The CDC had changed the guidance. So.
And they're back in school today with masks.
Correct.
Doing all their activities.
Correct.
And the school welcomes this, right?
I mean, they're allowing it, so I'm glad for them because it was very hard. Even just Monday, they had to do school at home, and, you know, they only had Zooms for some of the classes, and they're already behind.
Live with Christina Marty. Got questions for us? Throw them at us. 866-391-1020. I'm disgusted that there are 20 schools closed in Pittsburgh today trying to remote learn, and there are no schools in the suburbs closed. It's disgusting. 866-391-1020. Give us a yell. Look, I feel sorry for the kids in the Pittsburgh public schools. They're getting shafted. I'm so tired of these lame excuses as to why they have 20 schools closed today and the suburbs have none. None. I'm joined by my wife, Christine. At the end of the day, honey, the experience for kids at home, there's depression, anxiety. They disconnected, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, as the kids told me, doing school at home is just the well, usually, you know, for them, boring part of school. It's not all the fun part, which is the social part of seeing your friends and getting out and about and interacting with your teacher and with your, you know, meeting new people. I mean, that's all taken away. All that's left is the school part, which, of course, some teachers, you know, are able to make the learning interesting online, but it's very different when it's two-dimensional on a screen.
So why are so many schools in Pittsburgh closed and so many teachers in Pittsburgh sick and all the suburban schools are open and the teachers are teaching? Why?
Yeah, why? I really don't know. I mean, I know they said they can't get enough subs and I know there's not enough, but I know last year some schools planned ahead and got subs in advance, knowing this might be an issue. I mean, there's just not enough teachers out there because there are a lot out because of Omicron.
And Mount Lebanon, and you saw this firsthand, they make it tough. They make it tough for our kids to learn remotely now. They want you in class.
Well, actually, we were discussing this because you're not allowed to do online school if you just have a cold or you have another reason that you're home. You have a headache, or because that happened to Sophia, actually, at the end of December. She had some migraine issues. And she was not allowed to do the online classes. And that's because they really don't want kids to just say, I don't feel so good today. Or,
you know,
maybe tell their parent they don't feel good, but actually they have an exam they don't want to take or, you know, whatever it may be. So, I guess that's why. I'm looking at the Mount Lebanon dashboard.
Right.
And they're showing 16 employees with COVID and 71 students with COVID.
But everyone's in class, not all the sick folks, but it's full-time
right.
learning in schools.
Chloe had one teacher who was out and they had a sub.
There you go. Somehow they figured it out. George, thanks for holding me in. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to know. They need a little parental guidance because these kids are going in. The one girl got in a fight with four other girls. She didn't get suspended.
It's true.
The one jumped on a security guard's back.
It's true.
How are they going to learn? Teachers don't want to go there.
I agree. We have close friends in the Pittsburgh public schools.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Mom sent me 4 videos of fights in one day.
Hmm.
It's dangerous. And then throw this into the madness. And no wonder they don't want to teach. It's a bad, bad situation. And at the end of the day, the kids suffer. No one performs well remotely at all. The remote learning was so boring for them, honey.
Yeah, I mean, I have heard from a couple parents, very minimal, that their kids, you know, liked online. But I do think more of those are, you know, maybe cyber schools where they're specifically designed for that. And it's a different kind of setup than just sitting there watching a Zoom for an hour. I mean, I know how hard it is for me to sit through an hour long meeting on a Zoom. I don't know why I get antsy. Like, I feel like I need to move around. It's hard to focus. I start getting distracted, wanting to check emails. I mean, kids, it's got to be even worse. They have shorter attention span.
Christine and Marty live, 866-391-1020. Man, I found this song that's going to go to the top of the charts. Listen. Cheeseburger, Big Mac, Whopper, hamburger, cheeseburger, Big Mac, Whopper, hamburger, cheeseburger, Big Mac. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Go on.
lounging around with my crew just chilling.
Yeah.
Wearing black and white, but I ain't no villain.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I get this rumbling feeling. It's
yeah.
It's telling me I need to be grilling.
What are you thinking, Rob? All of a sudden, did you hear the lyrics, honey?
I need to be grilling, I heard.
My stomach gets this rumbling feeling. All of a sudden, I need to be grilling.
You were smoking this weekend, whoa, not just grilling.
Yeah. My wife got me a smoker for Christmas, so I'm obsessed now with smoked meats.
Just a little.
It's a little bit gross. No, it's actually a blast. All right, I don't want to let go of this conversation because I think it's important for individual families. So there's a school of thought out there that this current virus, although everybody's going to get it, it's no big deal. Even though hospital numbers are through the roof, even though Children's Hospital had to open up an extra unit to take in kids, they're getting 50 a day. They used to get 5. Your take on Omicron, please.
Well, yeah, I mean, the numbers do show it's not as serious as the Delta variant, and it's not infecting the lungs as much. But anyone, from what I've heard, that anyone who has any kind of complicating issue is still at just as much risk with any other variant.
We know more people that have COVID now than at any time in the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere I turn, I see someone new or talk to someone new who also has it or had it over the last week or two.
And in the workplace, everything is still kind of sort of locked down, right?
Yeah, it really is a KDKA TV. But yeah, I mean, I think some of the challenges, we've all been around each other without masks because we had the vaccine, and so it's been spreading more.
This is a great observation, and I think you're right on, honey, and I'll tell you why. Using our Christmas dinner mm-hmm. as an example,
mm-hmm.
everybody was vaxxed.
Everyone, yeah.
We made sure. I even opened windows.
Yeah, we had windows open.
So somehow, and maybe I'm wrong here, you tell me, I felt like we were cool.
I mean, I knew there was always a risk, but even honestly, if we had tested, like you and I did the antigen test a couple days after we were exposed on Christmas Eve, and it showed, and the girls even showed negative, even though 2 days later they had it. So it's, I don't know, even with the testing, it's not perfect, but I guess testing maybe would have been one thing we could have done. I guess you could wear masks, but that certainly doesn't give the same feel at a party.
Were we a little naive about COVID that I thought we were cool? Were we a little naive about
I don't think so.
Many breakthrough cases?
I kind of was waiting for when the ball was going to drop. I mean, because we had started to know people all around who were getting it. I mean, your nephew Matt got it in New York. He couldn't come in. It was like, I kind of felt like it was getting closer and closer and closer. And when was it going to hit? And I guess I knew it could have been at our house or at any of our Christmas events. It's just weird because when you're contagious, a lot of these people have no symptoms. So you have no idea.
Ross, go ahead. He's been holding forever. Go ahead, Ross.
Hey, happy new year too. As you both have tested, if you take precautions, you can get on with life and gather successfully your holiday stuff. If the district public schools say they have a staffing issue, then they have a staffing issue. I'm biased, of course.
Hold on, though. Why doesn't anybody else have it, brother?
I don't know. Maybe.
What do you mean you don't know? It doesn't make sense that they would have 20 schools closed and no one else has this problem. No one.
Better staff, better pay. I don't know, but I want to.
Not better pay, man.
Well, I want to believe we're not being lied to. So, Bristol Public Schools, with all their other issues, if they're having a staffing issue, this Peabody graduate says, "Okay, deal with the staffing issue." But I don't think you're lying to us.
I didn't say they were lying. I'm saying there's something wrong where they have 20 buildings closed and not another building in the suburb, other schools is closed, man. That's a problem.
If you want to make an issue, they have too many buildings, active buildings.
Don't change the topic. Just understand the truth. They can't manage it. They can't handle the truth. I'm so disgusted with the Pittsburgh public schools that I can't even begin to feel how badly I feel for the students. So, honey, I wanted to ask you this. Man, I think that this COVID stuff beats us down mentally. You have mental fatigue.
You really do. Yes. I was actually just communicating with a friend the other day who was saying that she is crying and trying to just emotionally get through this.
I mean, she a mom?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hard. I think sometimes it just gets to be too much.
And how about you? Does it wear on you?
It does, but I'm relieved that we are back to normal so quickly. I mean, I was very upset about the possibility that Sophia might have to miss a show that she'd worked really hard on and devoted a lot of time and energy and choreographing some dances. And if, you know, she was potentially going to have to miss that because of COVID. And that's tough.
Let me say this about you personally. You have the greatest disposition of anyone I've ever known. I have seen you more annoyed with the kids in the last week than I've ever seen you in our marriage.
Hmm.
Is it COVID?
Probably.
Well, explain. What?
I don't know. I mean,
am I being accurate here?
Yes. I wouldn't say annoyed. I did have one blow up moment. Yes.
You started crying.
I did.
They made you cry.
They put me over the edge.
I had to snap on them.
I think some of it is also just their age. You know, they're teenagers. And we were around them a lot more. Normally, I kind of like have a dose and then I go away for a little bit. I'm like, okay, I get my back to my adults here. But yeah, teenagers can be kind of snarky. And
this has nothing to do with you and COVID and enough's enough.
I don't think in that case necessarily, no. But I was very upset about them possibly missing a lot of school and with exams coming up and shows and all that kind of thing.
866-391-1020. Give us a call. Marty and Christine. Christine and Marty live. Oh, we lost a friend. Mark Patrick Flaherty. He was a good guy. He passed. Not even 60 years old. Father. Really good lawyer. Fantastic county controller. I've been talking to his sister, Mary. Wonderful, wonderful woman. Mark died from COVID and was not vaccinated. And his sister wanted the world to know that you got to get vaccinated. I don't fight. Christine, we don't fight folks that aren't vaccinated. I don't get into that, do you? I know.
No.
I don't.
No, I mean, the information's out there.
Right?
It's there for all to have. And it's frustrating because I think from what I understand, if more people get vaccinated, we could possibly get to herd immunity. But that doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Dr. Don Yearly with UPMC says herd immunity is a misnomer, that if everybody gets the virus, then you get past it, you just get sick again. How about that? Craig, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Marty. I graduated, and Christine, sorry about that. I graduated back in the late 70s. Due to weather, we were off for about a month and a half straight.
Yeah.
And I still ended up with a pretty successful career. We truly, truly got to stop thinking that a couple of days off of school is going to put somebody on skid row.
Who said that? They have a 50% dropout rate. They lost 4,000 students during COVID. And when they're closed, thousands of kids have no access to any education, sir. Zero.
I understand.
No,
that,
you don't.
The dropout.
No, you don't.
Yeah, the dropout rate was bad before COVID.
No. But you're not listening to me. This is what I can't stand. When those kids have no access to education, they have nothing they can learn. And the vast majority are in single parent households, sir. That wasn't you from 1979. Will it ever end, honey? Will it ever end?
I don't see an end in sight. I mean, I think we'll get out of this one way or the other. We'll figure out a way to, you know, enjoy our lives in a more normal way, what we remember as normal. But from what I hear, it sounds like this is something we're always going to deal with. Hopefully, it'll be more manageable.
Dramatic changes. We're back to square one almost in our businesses. I'm wearing a mask. You guys have separated anchor desks,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what about the testing to get back into work?
Oh, yeah. Where I work now, even though everyone's required to be vaccinated, we also need to get tested every week.
Every week?
Yeah.
With the big shot test, right?
Yeah, the PCR test.
Right. Once again, because it was so beneficial. Tell folks about Curative.
Oh, yeah. Curative, they're run by the county, and they have so many options in terms of places where you can get tested, and you just go online. It's curative.com, curative.com, and you get your results in 2 days.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the caller who suggested that a couple days home is not going to screw up school, no kidding, sir. Follow just the facts of the story. 6,000 kids did not have computers to learn on during COVID. At one point, it was 8,000, sir. For months and months, sir. Pittsburgh Public Schools, sir, lost 4,000 students during COVID. Sir, they used to be 40,000, now they're 17. Half of them drop out. And when they can't get access to high-speed Wi-Fi, anything, and don't have a computer, they don't learn at all. So in that world, sir, not yours, from the 1970s, this is horrible and dangerous. And you still didn't answer why Pittsburgh has 20 schools closed and the suburbs have zero. Zero, sir. That's a big, big, big problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.